We want to be miyashiv a beraisa. The beraisa says, chaymer shar mitzvahs mishabbos, shebishar mitzvahs shogag v'loy miskaven chayiv, ma she'en kein b'shabbos. By shar mitzvahs is a chiyiv of shogag v'loy miskaven, and by Shabbos one is not mechuyiv by shogag v'loy miskaven. So the shaila is, what does this mean, shogag v'loy miskaven? And now the Gemara was under the impression that we are speaking about shar mitzvahs means avodah zarah. Because the Reish is also speaking about avodah zarah, chaymer Shabbos mishar mitzvahs is speaking about avodah zarah. So the next, up to the next to the last line. Ela ba'oimer muta. Ba'oimer muta. So what does Rashi say? Ba'oimer muta. Kigoin ger shen izgayer bein anochem. Kasavor shein avoyde zore min atoire, batoire. There's no such thing as avoyde zore. Vekori lei shogag beloy miskaven. And this is called shogag beloy miskaven. The Gam Horovitz asks on Rashi, how does this fit into the words shogag beloy miskaven? The Ritva says a psataych the ein loy beliboy shum kavone beiser avoyde zore. Could be there's the Ramban in Shar Hagmul explains why one brings a kolben on a chet. He was a shoygik. So the Ramban says two biurim why a shoygik brings a chet, brings a kolben. So one he says, mal chetoi, shaloi nizar biyatzmoi, he wasn't careful, v'loi hoya yorev v'choreiv el divrei hamokim boruchu, shaloi yoichal v'loi yase dovor, ad she yivdoik yofi yofi. One should not do a maise before he does research. He should not play Russian roulette. If he's doing something, he's eating something, he should find out first if it's mutter. So if a person, lemaise, was nichshel in achet, so that means he did not do what he should have done. The research, what he should have done, he didn't do. So there's a pshiye. So therefore, he's chayiv kol. And then the Ramban says, "Va'oid shekol dover ha'osel melach lechanefesh metamei yosei." Then there's another reason of the kolben, not als the pshiye mitzidoi, but v'nisht vi a dover ha'osel is melach lechametamei. So one needs a purification of a kolben. So it could be. That's this kefil haloshen, shogag beloy miskaven. That all the time could be there's a taine on him that he was a that there's a kavone shel pshiye. That means he knew there's an inyan of avoda zore, and he should have been careful. So there's a kavone to the chet. That means the kavone is the pshia that he wasn't medayik, if there's a chet. So that is the kavona of a shoygeg, the pshia involved. But here, beloy miskaven, the ein beliba shum kavona be isar, he does not bechlal the such an inyan of avodah zarah. So here the whole chet is takalts the second time of the Ramban. Hefot kitona chet, which is melach lecha nefesh. So that's a tzir of oimer mutter. He bechlal was unaware of, he was unaware that there's such an inyan of avodah zarah, and he was oimer avodah zarah. Afal pi kein, yischayev akom. So the Gemara says if that is pshat, so let's go further. Masha ein kein b'shabbes, the potter legamri. Shabbos, he's not chayev akom, he's potter. Ad kan loy boy min ey rav mi rav nachn el le khiyu ve khod le khiyu ve tant avol mifteri le gamri loy. We had a shaila before in the Gemara if there was Shigigas Shabbos v'Shigigas Melacha, he didn't know, in one of the Mahalchim in the Gemara was that he didn't know Bechlal that Shabbos is Oysel b'Melacha. So there's a Shaila in the Gemara, is he Mechuyev al Kol Melacha Melacha, or is Mechuyev al one Kolben on all Melachas? But al Kolponim we see that even in such a case that's equivalent to Ime Muta, you're also Chayev a Kolben. So you can't say that the Baraisa is speaking about Ime Muta, because Ime Muta is Chayev by Shabbos also. Zogt Rashi, the potter le gamri bit mie by shabbes ye potter at kal ik boy mine rove me rav nach mem helm ze ve ze be yodi maler be pirkin da ein noy me mutter da ein shabbes betoyre ein no helm ze ve ze the yom ar ein shabbes betoyre ein helm ze ve ze it's also as a shaili chayv one kol no tu kabot but ye zikh chay and so you can't say that the braisa means to say that by shabbes you are potter. So this cannot be pshat in the barais. Before we go further, let us see the two taisvusin. Ad kan loy boy min eirov ve meirav nachmen, ve im taimar, amai loy maisi mas nissen. Why does the Gemara have to ask a kashe that rov was mesubikir chayv one kolben or two kolbonis? The Mishnah speaks about a shecheich me ikir Shabbos. Amai loy maisi mas nissen, the shecheich ikir Shabbos shechayv a kolben, deine chayv ala achas. Lo yhavi potter legamri. Shechech ike Shabbos means he bechlal doesn't know about Shabbos. Vishloime denicha leil asuye meirove. He wanted to magnify the kasha. He says, Rove brought down this baraisa. Rove, the misafkele belem zevezeh. The dilma filetalti mechayim. That it's chayim even two kabonis. The chiuki yochi ba'oime mutter. Haine b'nis alme mimeno lefisho. He forgot lefisho the melachis that Shabbos asas. Ki the pirashti leil. Dim loy noida loy me oila misar avayde zore, eina Yisrael klau, kiven shemoida avayde zore. By ger, the doiche klahamit betinik shenishbo lebein haakim. It's not like Rashi. Rashi said, it's a pastoch yoa case by ger, kisov ashein avayde zore betoire. And he's called a ger. Taisva says, if he's made up by the Zohar, there's no gerish. But I'm a mutter the bottom Taisva. Vaho de matina beperik beis de makis bishgoge prat lo I'm a mutter. So the Gemara says, wherever it says shoigig, so I'm a mutter is not a shoigig. So how could you say that you're chayiv a kolben by avodah zarah by I'm a mutter? You have to be a shogig. So Taisus says, shkog is not memayit oim emuta. No shani gabi golis, the tuba bishkogik sivi hosam. It says many times the word shkog is. So therefore the ribui pa'omim that it says shkog were memayit afal oim emuta. But it says one shogig, oim emuta falls into the category of shogig. Alohi nami oma besoy perkame the bobekame. Hoi se even munachas loy bechaykoi. There was an Evan in his lap. He didn't know that it was there, and he got up and he killed someone. He was Mavad Aladamis. Linyan Golis Pata Mibishkoge. He's Pata from Golis Al Shkoge. He's not a Shogig. This is better than a Lahikabam Yoilam is worse than Shogig. Linyan Shabbos Pata Mishum Dabina Malachas Machshevis. That's missing Malachas Machshevis. Vahashta Fraktach Taisvis. Typically, the Gabi Shabbos Nam is Ksi Bishkoga. Why do you need a new din of Melechus Machsheves? Typically, that it's not Shoigik. This isn't called Shoigik. Just like it's not called Shoigik Lechayiv Golis for some reason, because he never knew about it. So it's not called Shoigik Lechayiv Bishabbos. Elevadi Daki Gabi Golis Matina Mishum Dersivi Bishkoga Tuve. By Golis, it says, a lot of times, the word Shkoge, so Memela, there were Memayiv, if Lahikir Boy Meyoilom. But Shabbos, it says one Shoigig, you're not Memayiv. That seal from the word Shoigig. That's why the Gemara is to say, he's potter by Shabbos, als Melechus Machshevus. Okay, now we'll go to Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. which more or less, now we're going to go into Nupshat and the Baraisa, and we're going back into the Sugya of Mesasik. Elo lav reisha ba'akum, elo lav reisha ba'akum v'sefer b'shar mitzvahs. The Mishnah said, choymer b'shabes mi b'shar mitzvahs, so there shar mitzvahs means avodah zarah. And the Baraisa is telling us that by Shabbos if a person is koitz of a toich and behelam echad is chayiv two korbanos. If a person is zayveyach and menasech to avodah zarah is chayiv one korban. So that is the pshat the reisha choymer b'shabes mi b'shar mitzvahs. In the sefer that it says choymer b'shar mitzvahs mi b'shabes is not speaking shar mitzvahs of avodah zarah. It's speaking different mitzvahs. That's what the Gemara says. Al Rav Reisha ba'akum v'seifa b'shar mitzvahs. So what is the case of the sefer? V'shogag b'loy miskaven b'shar mitzvahs heichidomi. What is the case by shar mitzvahs that shogag b'loy miskaven? So it's speaking about a case of misasik. Disavu d'shumenu. He thought that this is shumen. He was under the impression that this is not chalev, this is shumen. So he was unaware what this article is. Va'achloi. So that be'emesin is a misasik. That means it was oisik ba'achilas shumen, and he ended up ba'achilas chalev. Masha'en came b'shabes de potter. The niskaven lachtech has a tolush. Let us learn to Taisvis. That the niskaven lachtech has a tolush. He was under the impression that this is a tolush like a tomato. He wanted to cut a slice from the tomato. V'chotach has a mechuba. And then he found out that this tomato was a mechuba like a tomato. So he's potter out misasik. Potter. So memele, this is the raya of Rove. He says, Rav, we had the beginning of the sugya of Misasik, Amachloikis Abaye Verove. If a person wanted to cut a tomato, and he was under the impression it's a tolushtik tomato, but he wanted to cut it, and he ended up cutting a mechubadik tomato. It was nimtsoshu mechuba. So Rav says, since he was niskaven lachaticha de teire, So that's called misasik. He wanted to do a different pulangans, and he wanted to cut a tolish tikit tomato. He ended up cutting a mechuba tikit tomato. So that's called he had intent to do a different pulangans than what he ended up doing. That's misasik bedover heta. And Abaye held, since he had a intent to cut, and what he intended to do, he did do. He wanted to cut, and he cut, even though he had an intent to cut a dover tolush, and he ended up cutting a dover mechuber, even though he had an intent of cutting a dover tolush, but that's when this is not called misasik, this is called shoygek and he is chayiv. So this is the kashe that Rove asked on Abaye from this beraise. The beraise said shoygak beloy miskaven, bishar mitzvahs is chayiv, and by Shabbos it is potter. So we see that this is considered misasik. Let us see Rashi. The Sabar Shuman Hu Va'ochloi, he thought that this was Shuman, and he ate it. Vahainu Dishogak, the Sabar Shuman Hu, he was a Shaykik, he thought that this article was Shuman. V'loi Niskaven Lechel Chalev, he had no intentions of eating Chalev. That means he had an intent of eating another mean. Blay niskaven lechel chaylev. V'chayev. And he's chayev. And this is in reality a case of misasik. Ba'af alpi de misasiku. Even though this is a case of misasik. L'rove. According to Rove, this is considered a case of misasik. If he wanted to make achila de teire, an achila of a mean heter, and he ended up by eating amin iser, so this is called misasik. Dola miskaven la'achilas iser, chayim, afopikein is chayim. The Omar Shmuel b'krisus, b'chalovim v'aroyis misasik chayim shekeinene. Zichayim shekeinene, avu b'shabes poter, d'loinene. Aces, even though there is a Ptur of Misasik, the Ptur of Misasik is only if the Aveira is an Aveira and the Iser Pu'ula, that the Torah asked I should do this Pu'ula, this function, so if I had intended to do a different function, and I ended up doing a function Shal Iser, so that's a Ptur of Misasik. But by Cholovim V'Aroyis, that there one is Nene from the Aveira, so then there's no Ptur of Misasik. Avol b'Shabbos, Potter. B'Shabbos he is Potter. Deloy Nene, because he's not Nene. V'Hayne Siyata L'Didei. So this is a raya to Rove. The Omar Niskaven Lachtoi Ches HaTolosh V'Chota Ches HaMechuber Potter. L'Davoyni, I don't understand the Bereise. The Bereise is differentiating between Shar Mitzvahs and Shabbos. There's a difference. Choymer ben bishar mitzvahs mi bishabbos. Now, l'chayre, the choymer of shar mitzvahs is because he's nene. You'll have a case by shar mitzvahs on misasik that he's not nene, so he'll be potter on misasik. Lu yitzuyer, you have a case of Shabbos that is nene, l'chayre, he'd be chayev. The Baraisa makes a difference between shal mitzvahs and Shabbos. There's no difference between shal mitzvahs and Shabbos. Shal mitzvahs, if you're not a nene, you're potter also. Shabbos, if you are a nene, you're chayev. No, the mashal he gives, the shal mitzvahs is speaking about the case of nene, and Shabbos is speaking about a case that he's not nene. So l'chayre, the difference is not shal mitzvahs and Shabbos. The difference is nene, not nene. So l'chayre, how the b'raise set down the halacha, like the first halacha is chayme mi b'Shabbos mi b'shal mitzvahs. By Shabbos is a din of melachis mechalkos, and by avodah zarah there's no din of avodah mechalkos. So again, there's a chayme in Shabbos over avodah zarah. But the second case, l'chayre, is not a chaymer of shar mitzvahs over Shabbos. Whenever you're a nene, you are chayev, because there's no p'tur of misasik by a nene. When you're not a nene, you're potter. So it's not Shabbos in shar mitzvahs. So I really don't understand the Gemara. The Gemara fataych is the Baraisa. It is very interesting. There's a Tosfos in Sanhedrin, Daf Samach Beis Amid Beis, that brings down the memra of Shmuel, which Tosfos brought on Daf Ayin Beis Amid Beis. Shmuel said a memra as follows: Omar Shmuel, Hamisasik b'chalovim v'aroyis chayiv shekei nene b'Shabbos potel the meleches machsheves osro toira. So the emison, the memra of Shmuel, is difficult to understand. He starts off by saying that Misasik is chayev b'chalovim shekei nene. So l'chayre nenefir zois by Shabbos. By Shabbos he is potter. So not because of Melechus Machshavis, because he's not nene. Why does he say by Shabbos he is potter? Because of Melechus Machshavis. What is Pshat and Shmuel? So Tosfos in Sanhedrin in one Peretz says as follows. Tosfos says, you have to know the case, but Tosfos says as follows, that Shmuel is telling us that Shabbos is potter even though he is nene. You have to know what the case is, because there's a new din of Meleches Machshevis. So the new din of Meleches Machshevis means that the Mechayev of nene by Misasik does not apply by Shabbos. So Memele, let me just tell you, pshat in these words, that a misasik is not mechaven to do a pu'ule shalisa. He wants to do something else. He ended up by doing a pu'ule shalisa. He's mechaven to do one thing, he ended up by doing a different thing. So Rabbi Ber says, if a person is nene, so he has a din mechaven. That means even though he wasn't mechaven to eat chaylev, but since he's nene, so the hana is machshiv Ki ilu kivein al achilas chaylev. How that works, don't ask me. But al kaponim, that is the lumdis of shekein nene. Shekein nene makes ki ilu he was mecha, since he's nene from chaylev, so we're done, that is a din ki ilu kivein lachilas chaylev. Because he's nene from the achilas chaylev. By Shabbos Rabor Ber says, since there's a din meleches machsheves, so it's not enough a din mechaven. You have to want to do the malocha. A din mechaven toignish. So memeles, that is pshat and toisvis. Toisvis in Sanhedrin says that by Shabbos, since there's a din of meleches machsheves, so even though he's nene, but Meleches Machsheves says, nene does not make an ois misasik. He's still a misasik, and he has the ptur of misasik. He says, Meleches Machsheves cancels out the mechayev of nene, and your potter of misasik. That's what Taisvis says. So according to Taisvis, it would be very good argument. And you saw there's a difference between Shabbos and Shar and Shar Averis. Shar Averis, shekein nene, takes away the ptur misasik, and by Shabbos, even though he is nene, it does not take away the ptur of misasik. So he's potter of misasik. But it's very modern because the Gemara, our Gemara is speaking about a tzir on Shabbos, bechlal that there's no tzir of nene. The Gemara says, ki goyin sheniskaven lachtech es atolish vachotech es amachubel. So bechlal we're not speaking of nene. So the way the Gemara says pshat in the Baraisa, so it's not a difference between Shabbos and other Avedis. It's a difference here he's not Nen and here he is Nen. So I really don't understand the Gemara. Al Koponim, we have here Akasha on Abaye, because Abaye said, Niskaven lachtech es atolosh vachotech es amachuber is not called a Mesasik. Since he wanted to make a Pu'ula of Chatiche, and he ended up by being Chaytech, so that is not called Mesasik, he's a Shoigik that's Chayiv. V'Abaye, what did Abaye do with the Baraisa? So the Gemara answers, Shogag b'loi miskaven heichidomi, how did he learn Pshat? So he says, Desova roiku uboloi. Mashen came b'Shabbos, the poto to miskaven lahagbiya esatolush, v'chotach esamachub b'poto, miskaven lachtach esatolush, v'chotach esamachub b'chayim. Abaye holds the whole din of Misasik only applies if he wanted to do a different pu'ul in Gansen. If he wanted to be chaytech tolosh, and he was chaytech mechuber, so since he wanted to make a maiser chatiche, so that is not called Misasik. Misasik is only we wanted to be magbia esa tolosh. And according to Tosfos, it's speaking about, he thought this was tolosh, he wanted to lift it up, and it ended up it was mechuber, and he was oikadova migiduloi. So he wanted to do a pula of lifting. He ended up by doing a different pula of oikadava migidulai. That is a misasik. And the marshal of that, the midi the achila, is the sava roiku uboloi. That means as follows. If a person wanted to eat shumin, so he had a kavonet to eat. And he ended up by eating chaylev, so that according to Abaye is not called Misasik. He wanted to eat and he ended up by eating. Misasik is, he thought this was saliva and he wanted to swallow it. And really it was chaylev. So memele, so there was a kavona of blia and he ended up with achila. So memele, so he wanted to do a different thing in Gansen. He wanted to make blia sarayk and he ended up with achila chaylev. That is a pure Misasik. Which by Bishar of Mitzvahs is Chayim, and by Shabbos Yopotah. Let us see Rashi. Zogt Rashi. V'abaye omaloch. Lo'oilom ki hai gavne. If you have something similar, so he wanted to eat shum, and he ended up by eating chaylev, or he wanted to cut tolosh, and he ended up by cutting mechuber. Af b'Shabbos Chayim. So he's Chayim by Shabbos also. The lav misasik. Oh, this isn't called misasik. If you wanted to cut and you ended up cutting, this is not called misasik. Veheichi domi misasik deshar mitzvahs chayit. Kesava roiku. He thought this was saliva. Shoye chaylev nimur. But really it was melted fat. Ubloi. And he swallowed it. v'loyichaven lachile. In his mind that it was saliva, he had no intent of eating. The roik lav barachile hu. Roik is a lav barachile elobliye. One swallows saliva. One does not eat or drink saliva. Dechsiv ad boli roiki. So that's called bliye. V'olsa biyode achile. So he wanted to swallow saliva and he ended up by eating chile. Doleichaven lachile. The chavosai, the Shabbos, the potter. Niskaven lahagbiye v'olsoi biyodoi chatiche. So that is the case of misasek, which b'shametz v'sischayiv, and by Shabbos is potter. Agav uche, there's a shaila in poiskim. If one is permitted to swallow saliva yom kippurim. So I saw that my Adam is manim, brings down this rashi, he brings the bach that brings down this rashi in Tov Resh Yud Beis. That they say as follows, there's no issa bachlal to swallow saliva, because the inuyim of Yom Kippur is achile ushtiye. The Gemara learns out, it's not samos lebedav sech peinigin. The inuyim of Yom Kippur is achile ushtiye, rechitze siche, nilas asandru, tashmish amita. These are the inuyim. Achile ushtiye. Roik is not called achile ushtiye. We have a Gemara over here, it's called bliye. It's called something else in Ganson. It is a different process in Ganson. So Memele by Yom Kippur is no Isser of Blias Roik. They bring a raya from this Rashi, from our Gemara. Zog the Gemara weiter. Itma niskaven lizroik shtayim. He was niskaven to throw something to Amis. Vizorak arba. And he threw it four amas. Rova omar potter, abaya omar chayev. The shal is he chayev a kolbut? Is this considered a misasik? Rova omar potter, Rova says he's potter, d'holoi komechavin, lezrike d'arbe. He did not have a kavona of a zrike shel issa. He wanted to make a zrike shel het, and he ended up with a zrike shel issa. So that's called misasik. Abaya Omar Chayev, Doka Mechavan, Lizrike Balma. He wanted to make a Zrike, and he ended up by making a Zrike. That's mamish the same thing, like, Rotzo Lach Teich Tolush, V'Tolush Mechuba. And V'Chotach Mechuba. The Gemara is going to ask, why did they have to be Chaylik by Chetiches Mechuba and by Zrikes Arba? But before we go a little further, the Rishonim, the Chedushi Aran and Bafayin Beis, Omid Beis, asks Akasha. Taisvis said, Taisvis brought down a Gemara weiter in Shabbos, that if a person wanted to throw something Daledamis, he wanted to make a Beira of Chilo Shabbos, and he ended up throwing Eidamis, his potter, because he felt the Meleches Machshavis. He did not do what he intended to do. He ended up doing a different pool in Ganson. He wanted to make a smaller zrik, he ended up with a bigger zrik. This is called the Malachas Machshavis, even though both were a zrik shalissa. Zrik is Daladamas is a zrik shalissa, and zrik is Chesamas is a zrik shalissa. And that's when Taisus calls this Malachas Machshavis. So what's pshat in this Gemara over here? The Gemara says, according to Abaye, Rotzo, Lizroik, Beis, Vizorak, Dalit, according to Abaye, Yechayim. This is 1,000 times better. He wanted to do a Zrike Shel Heter, and he ended up with a Zrike Shel Issa, and here it says Yechayim, and Taisus brought a Gemara, Rotzo, Lizroik, Alva, Vizorak, Shmoine, Yepata. So the Chedushi Aran says, we're not learning the correct pshat in the Gemara. Rotzo lizrek shtayim v'zorek arba means he wanted to throw it in this place. And it ended up in this place. But he thought this was shtayim and it was arba. That's like mamish the case of before. Rotzo lechel shumin v'nimtza shuhu chelev. That means he's doing what he wanted to do. But he's mistaken. He thinks this is shtayim and really it is dalet. So Memele, so there according to Baye, Vapturam is Asik, which was Oisik, Lefi, Datoy, and Azrike Shalheta, and according to Rove, since he wanted, according to Rove, he's Potter Atmes Asik. And according to Abaye, since he wanted to make a zrike, and he ended up by making a zrike, this is not called mesase. Now the Gemara says another tzir. Kosovo, Rishu Sayochet, he wanted to be Zoyrik Daladamas. And he thought this was a Rishu Sayochet. So he thought he's making a Zrike in a Rishu Sayochet. Venimtseis Rishu Sarab. Later we found out this is a Rishu Sarab. So he's a Mesasik in making a Zrike in a Rishu Sayochet. And he ended up making Rab. Rava Omar Potter, it's also called Misasek, because he wanted him, he was intending to make a Zrike de Hateira, a Zrike in the Rishus Ayachet. He ended up in the Rishus Arab. Babaya Machayv, the Kamachav and the Zrike Baal. So now we have three cases where we have a similar machloikis between Abaya and Rav. It's Riche. The Iyash meaning Kamaise, if it would only tell us the first case, Bahu Kamarove, the Loika Machavan Lachatiche the Isure. That means he wanted it to be Chaitach Tolush, which Bechlal is not a Chatiche the Isure. Chatiche's Tolush is Gonish mit Gonish. Avon Niskaven Lizreik Shtayim. Vizorek arbe, but he was miskaven lizorek shtayim. He wanted to be zorek shtayim. Vizorek arbe, the arbe beloy tarti loy mizdarko. That means in every arbe there's also a zrike of shtayim. So that means, when a person wants to be Zayrik Arbe, there's in Arbe a Zrika of Shtayim also. So a Shtayim could be a Chelik Shel Issa, and he wanted to be Zayrik Shtayim. Eime Moide Loila Abai, yes, I think there is Moide Tabai, that's not called a Zrika de Hetere. Vieshminen Boho, Boho, Komarov, Doloi Komachav, and Zrika de Arbe. He wasn't mechavin to make a zrike d'arbe. Avol kesav rishus hayochid v'nimtze rishus harabim. The mechavin is zrike d'arbe. Here he wanted to make the whole tzuris hamalochim. I think the Gemara means there's a meiridike difference between here and chatichas tolush. Chatichas tolush, I'm doing a different pula. When I cut a dove a tolush, I'm not oiker anything begiduloi. Here I'm Zayrik Arba. The pool I'm doing is the exact same pool as I Bishus Ayochet, I Bishus Arab. No, Bishus Arab it is Chayim, Bishus Ayochet it is Muta. But Al Koponim, the Umachavet, but here he wants to do the pool which the Torah asked Bishus Arab, and he did it Bishus Arab. Eime Moide Leila Abaye, so I think maybe here he's Moide to Abaye. Tzriches, the Gemara says over here, it's also called Misasik B'davor Shel Heter. Because if he died, this is a Rishus HaYochid, so it's called Mis, even though the Pa'ula is the same, but Azrike B'Shus HaYochid is Azrike De Hetera. Let us see Rashi. Daloi Ichaven Lezrike De Issa. He was not Mechaven Lezrike De Issa. V'yehei shoygik b'shabes oy b'malochem. So there, v'yehei shoygik b'shabes oy b'malochem. Avol zeh einei shoygik loy b'shabes v'loy b'malochem. Ela mis'asik b'dova echot shel heter v'also b'yodoy isa. So that's why it's called mis'asik. Tzricha leflugi b'kulo afol gav didomi lahadodi. The arbe beloy tarti loy mizdarik. That when you throw four, you have to want to throw two. V'zesh niskaven l'shtayim v'zorek arbe nasis marshavtoy. So memele he did what he wanted to do. Do yesh bechlal dalit shtayim. That means in the melacha he had done, there's a chelik that in the melacha, the chelik, he had wanted to do this. the yesh bechlal dalet shtayim ilkach lav mesasiku. That means in the melacha that he had done, there was a rotzim to do al kaponim a chaylik of it. Leichaven lezrike da'arbe, a botza mahani lo yishem zrika lo. Aber kesover ishus hayochitu, the niskaven lezrike gemure. So memeles, I would think that this does not fall into misasik bedover heter. So the Gemara says this also falls into the category of misasik bedover shel heter. Let us see Tosfos. Elo lav reishe ba'avod zarah v'sefer b'shar mitzvos. He says the Gemara wants to say in the Baraisa, even though the Baraisa says the same lashon, chayme b'shabes mishar mitzvos, chayme shar mitzvos mishabes, but the shar mitzvos of the reishe speaking about avod zarah, the shar mitzvos of the sefer speaking about chaylev. Temelari, the look me kule b'shar mitzvahs. Let's say, say the ration, say the safe, is not speaking about avodah zarah. Umashe enkein b'shar mitzvahs, what is the ration speaking about? Kigoy. Shochat v'zorak b'chutz. We saying like this, there's a chayma b'shabbos me b'shar mitzvahs. Of a person in Shabbos, is koitzel v'toichen yachayiv shtayim. If a person, by shchut echutz, he takes a kolben, and shochat v'zorak v'chutz, he did two avoides v'chutz, v'ein echai v'la'achatz, k'dom ha'abai, b'perik echad in imominis. So memela, I have a case, you don't have to come to avoides zorim. I have a case by shchut echutz, that if you were shochat v'zorak v'chutz v'lamechad, yechai v'on kolben. By Shabbos, you're kotzar v'tochen, you chayv two kabonis. So that is the reish of the Baraisa. Chaymer b'Shabbos mishchut echutz. Yeah. And how did Rabbi you know this, that if you did two avoides v'chutz, you chayv one kolben? Because the Gemara says in Sanhedrin, shom ta'ase oson ha'kosov asiya achas. That all the avoides is considered one asiyah. So if you did more than one avoideh b'chutz, shochat v'zorak yechayiv one kol. V'rababo nami depoli, afilo rababo is choylik an abaye, obo moided al rabbi Yishmael b'shchit ozrike, ul rabbi kive b'halo ozrike dein echayiv ala achas. The mechat kro nafki. So al korponim, so the Arzicha Tanoim, Rabbi Shmuel, Rabbi Kiva, that hold that there are two tziyurim of Shchut Eichutz, that a person did two avoides b'chutz and he is chayiv kol b'nachas. So the reisha retzach by Shchut Eichutz. Now what will the Sefer speak about? Also by Shchut Eichutz. V'shochat b'loy miskavei kigoy sheniskavein lishchoid behemes chula. He wanted a shecht, a behemoth chula. Vahoya tzorich l'shalchu. He needed a behemoth chula. V'nimtzeis acheres v'hi shel kotshim. V'nimtzeis acheres v'hi shel kotshim. And what? And we'll say that misasik is chayiv. The kavosei b'shabes, how could misasik be chayiv? Because it's a tan and krisis that holds misasik is chayiv. The kavosei b'shabes, but speaking about two behemoths, he wanted to shecht one, he ended up shechting another, which is a misasik, and according to the mandyom, the misasik is chayiv, will be chayiv. The kavosei b'shabes, niskaven lachtoich tolush, v'nimtze mechuber. He shechted another, it was tolush another mechuba. The potter, the meleches machshev is bina. So memela Tosfos is asking, we have a tzir, lu yitzuya, we hold mesasik is chayiv, but we have a new p'tur by Shabbos of meleches machshev. So that means there were two behemoths in front of him. He wanted to shecht the chulin, and he shechted the kodesh, so he was misasik and he shechted the kodesh, will be chayiv, if he hold misasik is chayiv. Vashen came b'shabbos, if he wanted to cut the tolosh and he cut the mechuba, will be potter alts, the alts melechas machshevis. Yeshleimedu matzina lefru shihochi. the mashme de potter b'shabes, if the case is gosefelt m'leches machshabes, so the b'raisa says, shogak v'ayni miskaven, the potter b'shabes, we should shogak b'loy miskaven. If the b'raisa is speaking about that it is two chafetz, and he wanted to chaytach one, and he was chaytach another one, the chiyai gavna filo niskaven l'mechu b'rzeven imtsu mechu b'hacha potter. The ain't a m'leches machshabes. So the Baraisa cannot be speaking about a case of a double talish and a double mechuba, because in such a case you'd be potter afilo, both would be mechuba. If the Barais is speaking about a reined seer of Misasek, so memela yechayiv by both. If you hold the Ptur of Misasek, you're potter by both. If you don't know the Ptur of Misasek, yechayiv by both. So memela, you cannot find that seer that it's speaking about Shal Mitzvahs and the Reish is also shtimim with the Seif. Umiyu oit koshe. Taisa says, I did find that seer. De luk me kula bishar mitzvahs. Kigoin. What is the case of shar mitzvahs? Let us see the bar. Kigoin. Habo al hazochu. Vehevi olav zochu. That means, in the avere of habo al hazochu, he was behelem echod ashoichei. And Anishka. So he did two Averis of Revi Zocho. He was a Shoichev and Anishka. And he'll be Chayiv, one Kol. Vahabo al Behema, Behemi Behema Olov. Again, he was also a Shoichev and Anishka. He'll also be Mechayiv, one Kol. The Bein Labaye, Bein Lerababo, Lerabekive, Einei Chayiv, Elo Achas. In this case, you'll be chayiv one kol. So now, we have a case in the Reisha. That what chayme b'shabes mi b'shar mitzvahs, if a person was koitze v'toichem b'shabes, he's chayiv two kobonis. If a person was a shoichev and anishkov, he's chayiv one kol. So that's the chayme b'shabes mi b'shar mitzvahs. And the Sefer by Misasik, we have now a Tzir of Misasik. Vahashti shogeg le miskavim betukim shaper. The Mifter b'shabes ma'ashachota bo. Chagoyin shenasis ma'ashavtoi. That's tolosh v'nimtze mechuba. V'gabi yarayis loy Mifter shekein nene. So b'meile, so that's Tosfos Kasha and Tosfos blives by Akasha. He says we could have eichetimtze that side the reisha inside the Sefer are speaking about a tzir, of one tzir, of a shchiva zochel, and in the reish Shabbos is mochama, and in the sefer shchiva zochel is mochama by the din of Misasik. That is Taisvis Kasha, and Taisvis blibes by Akasha. The Svas Emes wants to be ma'oirer on Taisvis Kasha, he says, he would say, Sifan Taisvis Nitazoi, he would say that Sheichev in Nishkav is Dumye de Koitzer ve Koitzer. It is one Aveira of Shchivas Zocher, even though there are two Oifanim, but it is one Aveira. So you can't say, it can't be Medame the Koitzer ve Toichen to Sheichev in Nishkav. You have to be Medame Koitzer ve Koitzer to Sheichev in Nishkav. No, so by Shabbos, by Koitzer ve Koitzer, you also only Chayiv one Kol. That's why to be mitzadet to fa'emfer tois v'skashe. Zog te gemore weiter. Tanan, we learned in the Mishneh, avais melocheis arboim chosar achas. There are 39 melochis. Vavinim bo, minyon olomoli. Why did the Tan have to tell us the 39? I could figure it out by myself, by counting it. V'omar Rabbi Yochanan, Shimoson kulam behelam echod chayim al kol achas pa'achas. If he did it behelam echod, he's chayiv 39, 39 kobodes. So the Gemara says as follows. Bishloime la'abaye da'omar ki haigavne chayev. According to Abaye, if a person was under the impression that this was poches mekishir, and he ended up by doing a shir, so memele, he thought he's doing poches mekishir. In the end, ended up by doing a shir. He thought he's Zayirik Shtayim. And he ended up by Zayirik Arba. And that is not considered Misasik according to Abaye. So according to Abaye, we have a case of 39 melochis. We have a case of 39 melochis that there was Zdoin Shabbos. He knew that today is Shabbos. But there were shigiges, and he knew that the malachas are also, but he had wanted to do poches mekishir, and he ended up by doing the shir. He ended up by doing the shir. So bishloi melabai yedoma ki agav nechayiv mashkachaslo. Diyoda, he knew leisur de Shabbos. The other lolly is a malachis. He knew the Isar of Shabbos, knew the Isar malachis, the koto of Bishiyurim. But he made a mistake, Bishiyurim. Let us see Rashi. The Shabbos says it's a grais. Mashkachas lo mahai shaloi nishtakcha toires kol hilche Shabbos mimeno. He did not, because we have a problem. If it's nishtakcha kol toires hilche Shabbos mimeno, so memela so it's shigiga Shabbos, he shouldn't be mechaif 39 malachis. Mashkachas lo lahai sheloi nishtak chateres kalilcho Shabbos memenu. Vafilu hochich shivalei kizdoin Shabbos v'shigigis melochis l'chiyu ve'akol chot. Ki goin, diyod alei l'shabbos pi'isurin. He knew that Shabbos, he knew all the isurim of Shabbos. He knew Shabbos is also bezrike, b'ksiv, etc. V'to b'shiyurin. What is the taich v'to b'shiyurin? Sheniskaven lepoches mikishir, he had wanted the pu'ula that he did, he wanted to make a poches mikishir, va'osa kishir, and he ended up making a shir, dilekulon yeshir, all of them there's a shir, he thought this was less than a groigris, he was taken less than a groigris, and it was a groigris. So according to Abaye, that's not called misasik. So memele, so you have a tzir of 39 melachis. So memele, there's no shigiga Shabbos over here. He knows that Shabbos is also. He knows even that teichen is also. But he wanted to be teichen less than the shir. He thought that this shir is less than a greigris, and this was a greigris. So he's mischal, so this is not considered misasik according to Abaye. So he's chayiv on 39 melachis. El olorove da'oma potem. But according to Rove says, if he wanted to be Zoyrik Shtai, Vizorik Arba, he wanted to be Toichen less than a Groigris, Vitochen King Groigris, he's Mesasik, he's Takepota. So the Rove Doma Pota, Eichi Mashkachas Lo. So how can you have a case, Bezodain Shabbos, Vishigiges Malochis? So in order to be Chai of 39 Kobonis, he has to be Zodain Shabbos, Vishigiges Malochis. Hanichi savala krab yoichanen da makivin sheshagag bekores apopish is it belav yichayev akol mashkachas lo the yod lo le Shabbos belav. He knew about Shabbos, but he thought it was a lav. He didn't know that this kores, so memele, so that's called zdoin Shabbos, but he didn't know that there's kores on all the melachis. So memele, that's called zdoin Shabbos v'shigigas melachis. And Yisrael will call Malach Malach. Elo Yisov Malach Rav Shimon Ben Lakish Damat Sheyishkeik Belav V'Kores. In order to be a Shoigik, you're not aware of the Lav also. So he doesn't know Bechlal about the Lav. He doesn't know that Shabbos is also in any Malachim. So then that's called Shigiga Shabbos. If that is called Shigiga Shabbos, so memeli not chayv lametes melachis, she chayv one melachim. So the other law is Shabbos b'mai. He has to know something about Shabbos. If he doesn't know anything about Shabbos, that's called Shigiga Shabbos. He knew that Shabbos is also betchumim alibe de Rabbi Kiva. Zogt Rashi, Ela lerove da omar poter, heiche meshkachas lo de machayv shulo, de malkol meloche meloche shebele mecha. Alkochach bezdoin Shabbos vishigigis meloche su de bois lashkuche. Vahoche deli mekulu minei, here he doesn't know that Shabbos is osur in any of the lamates meloches. Mais doin Shabbos ike, beman ike loi Shabbos mishar yomim. Melchizedek Gemara emphasizes that speaking about the Yodalei Betchumim Va'alibe the Rabbi Kiva. There's a very interesting Maram over here. The Maram says that he hears a tzir according to Rove also. What is the tzir according to Rove? That he was under the impression that the Shir, let us see the Maram. The Maram is the second Maram on Daf Ayin Gimel Amud Aleph. It's page 40. La Baye da Omar ki hay gavne chayiv, mashkachas lo vikotoa b'shiyur. Hello, the Rove Dorma Potter, Rove holds that one is Potter, that's called Mesasik. Heiche Mashkachas lo, yesh lahakshis. Ole Rove Nami Mashkachas. What's the Gemara's Kasha? The Gemara's Kasha is that if he thinks that all the Molochis are Mutta, that's called Shigige Shabbos. He has to know that the Molochis are also. If he knows the malachas also, so what's the lamates malachas over here? What does he know and what doesn't he know? That's the problem. So according to Abaye, we found a very good answer. He knows Shabbos is also the malachas. He knows the malachas are also, but he wanted to do a smaller shin. He ended up doing a bigger shin, and that is not called misas. Wow. Kigoin the Yodal Shabbos. He knew about Shabbos. Shabbos is also Balamates Malochis. The Gam Yoda Shekola Malochis Asurim. This he also knew. Elo de Koto Bidina Shiyuri. He made a mistake Bidina Shiyuri. Watch out. Kigoin. He thought he wanted to make a zrika of dalet, and he made a zrika of dalet, and he thought that this was ches. He thought that the isser was ches. He knew that Shabbos is also bezoirik, but he thought the isser zrika is beches. So therefore he made a zrika of dalet. V'chein to b'shir kol ha-meloche ki yaitzi b'zeh. Sh'ay l'kulam yesh shiyurin. So m'mele, so the maram otoch getrofen a meire de ketzir. The what's pshat this tzir? That means there was doin, the most problem was it's shigige Shabbos. You're not chayv lamates melochas. If he doesn't know about lamates melochas, so it's shigige Shabbos. So the Maram says, no, he does know about the Lamates Melochas, and he knows that it's Shabbos, but he made a tois in the Shiurim. That means he thought that Maver is also the Chesam is. He thought that Toichen is also the Beis Groigris. So Memele, so he went and made one Groigris, because he thought he's doing a Dover Shal Heta, and really he's doing a Dover Shal Issa. V'tzorich loyma, that's the Maram's kash. V'tzorich loyma, so the Maram answers, the l'rove ki haigavne nami pota. Kiven shayedeya shahayoyim hu Shabbos, since he knows that today is Shabbos. V'gam yudeya shemalochi yasurim, ze loy mikri shoygik, this is not called a shoygik. Elok shesavo sha'ein hayoyim Shabbos, Aisavo shamaloch ezumoteres, Moshe Perish Rashi betchilas hasugye. Avok shesavo shashir ze muter, avek moichele vesavo shushumen vedoichik vekal lohov. Sfas Emes and Daf Samach Tesam Ad Aleph says the Maram is Pilei Ploy. That means, what did the Maram say over here? The Maram says, if a person knows that today is Shabbos, and if a person knows that Meleches Toichen is also, but he thought that Toichen is two Greiges, and he made one Greiges, so that's called Misasik B'Dovar Heter, and he ended up doing a Dovar Issa. So the Sfas Emes says, this is a Reine Shaygik. That means he did what he wanted to do. That means the Meloche is Trinis Greigris. And he wanted to make a Trinis Greigris. And he made a Trinis Greigris. No, he thought a Trinis Greigris is Mutter. That's called a Shaygik. That means that he wanted to do the Meloche. Why did he want to do the Meloche? Because he was ignorant. He thought that this is not the Shir of the Meloche. But the Meloche he wanted to do. That's not called Misasik B'Dover Heta. Misasik B'Dover Heta is he wanted to do a different thing that's not the Meloche. He wanted to be Zoyrik Shtayim. He thought this was Shtayim. But he wanted to do a different Pula. He ended up being Zoyrik Arbet. That's called Misasik B'Heta. But if he wanted to be Zoyrik Arbet, and then the reason he wanted to be Zoyrik Arbet, I is a Shomer Shabbos, because he thinks that the Iser is Zoyrik Shmeine. So Memeli says that's a Reine Shaygik. So Memeli doesn't understand the Maram. It's a Peladike Maram. And the Etzem Kashe that the Maram is, so we hear the Tosis Yishonim Daf Samach Tes that asked this Kashe, and they said it's a very big Doichik Zolanas Afad Reite Mensch, and oh, he should know ganzel cheshabes mit verdrehte shiurim. It's not mistava that the Mishnah is speaking about such a case. And the chedushi aran over here on our sugya says a gor alom de sheteres. The chedushi aran says that if he was under the impression that zrikes dalet ames is mutter, trines greigres is mutter, that means So according to him, so that's called Shigige Shabbos. He doesn't know any of the melachas of Shabbos. He knows that two greigers in the osa, but he doesn't know any melacha of Shabbos. That's called Shigige Shabbos. Just like if he didn't know that a melacha is also b'Shabbos, so that's called Shigige Shabbos. And the Gemara held Yinat Chaim Lametes Kobonus. So the same way, if I think that the Zrikis Taladamis is Mutter, I think Trinis Greigris is Mutter. So fakert, so that's, I don't know the malachas of Shabbos, but I think that there's a malach of Zrikis Chesames. That doesn't say that I don't know malachas Shabbos. So this is called Shigige Shabbos. So then, since this is called Shigige Shabbos, he wouldn't be Mechayev Lametes Malachas. He'd be Mechayev one malach. And that was the Gemara's kasha. Therefore the Gemara say it's going according to Rabbi Kiva, the Yodolah Betchumim. Zokte Mishne Vaita. Avais Malachais. The Avais Malachis, which are in Shabbos. Arboim Chosarachas. There are 39 Malachis. Hazereya, someone plants something. Vachairish, and someone plows. Vahakoitzer, and someone cuts off the thing that's growing. Vahama'amer, the Chedush Yeran says that means he gathered together. The Loshna Chedush Yeran is Tzoivram b'mokayim echad b'koishram. You hear him spread out on a field, tvue, he gathers it together, and he ties it. That is ma'ama, he's making bundles, he's ma'asa b'mokayim giduloi, the things that are spread out, he's making bundles, that is meleches ma'ama. Vahadosh, and someone is threshing the tvue. And he's separating, through the threshing, the kernel from the husks. Bahazoire is wind shoveling. So Rashi says Hazoire berachas leruach. He's taking a shovel and he's throwing it up into the wind. When someone throws tvue into the wind, so there are three chalokim. There's moitz, there's teven, and then there's the garen. There's three chalokim in a kernel of in tvue. As soon as one throws it up to the wind, so the moitz, which is very light, flows far away. The tevin, which is not as light as the moitz, but also goes a little bit away, because it is lighter than the kernels, and it also separates, and the kernels fall back down with the law of gravity, that they fall back down the Mekaymai. So Zaire is the procedure of separating the kernel from the mites and the tevet. Habayre, Rashi says, psoiles biyodov. You had mixed up oichel and psoiles, and he takes out the psoiles biyodov. We'll see later, Boire could be Bekeli also. But here he wants to say that it could be Biyodov also. Mashenken Zoyre, and then the Zoyre is in Merake de Ziche Bekeli, Boire could be Biyodov. Hatoichen, now someone goes and grinds the kernels. Vamerake, now he sifts them. Vahalosh, someone needs flour together with water, and he bakes. So that is Seder HaPas. Rashi says, Hamarake binofe, with a sieve, b'gmara porich, hani kula chodi, this is all one procedure. V'lahavrish mitoy apsoilis mitoy choychum. Nasi shlosh, tam hayna zayre, hayna boire, hayna marake. So it's all one process of separating the psoilus from the yoichel. Why is it considered three different ovus? Ha'oife. So Rashi says, le'hava b'mishkin. There wasn't oif in the mishkin. Lo'shayich ela b'pas. The whole melechus oif is only by pas. U'pas lo'shayich b'melechus ha'mishkin. There was no afiyas ha'pas b'melechus ha'mishkin. Avokulu kamaise havoi, there was bishul in the Mishkan, and the previous melaches existed in the Mishnah, besamemonim shel tseva, with the dyes, tcheles vagomon v'toilash shoni. I don't understand the Rashi. Rashi is saying over here that all these previous melaches, seireya, chayrish, koitzer, all applied by vegetable dyes. So Bemele, and that was really what was in the Mishkan. They planted these vegetable dyes, and they did all these melachas with these vegetable dyes, and later they were mevashel. But the Tana says it in Melachas Pas. Tcheles, Tachsach Mir, is not a vegetable dye. Tcheles comes from the chilosin. So I don't know how Rashi could say, Avokulu kamaisa, all the previous melachas, Havoi b'samamonim shel tzeva, tcheles vagomam v'telashon. B'gmore porich, the shovik tana mevashel dahava b'samamonim, v'nokat oife. So why didn't he speak about the meloche that was in the Mishkan, which is bishel, not oife? Oife is a tild of mevashel. V'shiyuran shel eilu ki gregris, chutz mi'choyresh d'becholshu l'kama b'perik haboine. Zog the Mishnah weiter. Hagoizeis es ha-tzema. Hagoizeis tzema, so Rashi says, v'chol shal melochis, the melochis which we will be speaking afterwards, shaychi b'tzemer shal melechis ha-mishkan. All these melochis applied when wool was used in the melechis ha-mishkan. Hagoizeis es ha-tzema, so that's melechis goizeis. Ha-melabnoi, a person is washing it, he's cleaning it. Melabnoi, Rashi says, Mechapsoi binoho, that he's washing it. So that's meleches melabim. Vahaminavtsoi. Aminavtsoi, so Rashi says, kalfir belaz. Now this kalfir is as follows. Kalfir is that when you shear off the wool from a sheep, so there are tight locks of wool. That means the hairs are pressed together and they are tight. Menafetz means you are separating the fibers of wool. You are separating the hairs of the wool. So that is called meleches menafetz. So that's one of the lametes meleches. Vahatzoivoy. So after they were melabin the tzema, and they were menapitz the tzema, so memela, then the dye would able to seep into the fibers of wool, and then there was meleches tzviyah, then vahatzoivoy, then they were tzoiveya, the woolen fibers. Vahatoive, and then the next malacha was they took the short fibers together and they spun it into long threads. This was done through a process of spinning, which connects the small fibers together, and they spun together to become a long thread. That's malachas toive. Vahamesach urdir. Now mesach is in the weaving process. There are the vertical threads, which this is the base of the material, and there's the horizontal threads. The vertical threads are called chassis, and the horizontal threads are called orig. So memeila vahamesech ulder is if a person is misader, he's misader the vertical threads one next to the other, and that's the beginning of the weaving process. So he's misada the vertical threads. For ha'oise shtei botei nirin. So Rashi says, botei nirin, shenosan shnei chutim besoich ha'beis nir. He put two chutim in the beis nir. Now in meleches oirig, there were two inyanim that when one used to weave, they were called in the harness of the in the weaving process. There were two rings. There was rings that the chuti hashesi went through. So Memeila Rashi says if a person put through these two rings two chutim shel shesi. So memeile shenosan shnei chutim b'soich ha-beis nir. That means in the harness there was many botei nir there for all the chutei ha-shesi to go through. Shenosan shnei chutim b'soich ha-beis nir. If he put two chutim in the beis nir, so memeile, so he's chayiv alts. That is ha'oise shtei botei nir. But it means, he says, that the beis nir is real, that the lashon is misleading according to Rashi. Not he's making the botei nirim. The botei nirim, which are in the harness, which is in the weaving machine, he put through two chutei shesi, through two botei nirim. Ubegoizes, ubelabim, bekulu inech, meforesh yuron, lekamon, beperik, o'erik.